The Lord have instructed me, and I'm going to do it in the way he says for me to do it. He have instructed me to teach on spiritual things, the coming of the Spirit, the promise. I talked about the promise. Then I talked a little Sunday about the coming of the Spirit. Now, I want to continue on that everybody ought to receive the gift that God gave. Everybody. I want to clarify in Scripture. I'm so up to here with people trying to put us in a box. You get it? They come up with a new, you know, we started out. Just should have stayed with Pentecost. That's what we should have done. Just stayed with Pentecost. And God has to make adjustment with us and keep tugging us, because we just keep running off after stuff. Because I don't know what it is about man and his ego. I really don't. That it's so hard for him to follow instruction. He always got to have his way. But you're not going to have your way. God is going to have your way. He told Moses, he told Pharaoh that. Moses told him, Pharaoh, God always gets his way. He always going to have his way. So you might as well give up. Because when it end up, it's going to be God's way. Because he said what? I am the way. So Jesus came here to, we were messed up. The human race, Adam had fouled it up, let Satan foul it up, and we were messed up. Now if you just check history, you'll find out this was way back. It's probably about 2000 now. It was over 500 denominations alone in, this was back in the 90s, alone in America, not talking about other countries. And everybody wants to be right. Well, stop being silly. God is right and always will be right. And allow whom he have sent to teach us right, so we can live right. Practice what he have given us and walk in the light of it. It's not hard to do right when you have do right in you. What makes it hard for you to do right is when you don't have it in you. Amen? And so, it's time out for us to keep jumping around. And people trying to build their own thing and get their own little clique. Have some kind of little name, somebody pat them on the back. Hello. It's time to let Jesus be the chief shepherd. Hello. I say it's time to let Jesus be the chief shepherd of our fellowship, our coming together, who we worship. It's all right to have these titles because Jesus set these gifts. Let them be what they are, these gifts into the church. Excuse me. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Then he said and talked about in the epistle about bishops and if he's a bishop, he's not a novice. When you really study it out, a bishop is just a pastor, but we try to make him be a big old who. He's an overseer. He has the oversight over what God placed him. If we get down to it, we will see it's more of teaching and instruction and guidance rather than trying to blow yourself up being something big. All right. Really, if you really look at it, Why do we have to magnify these titles and gifts, titles, should I say, instead of magnifying Jesus? All right. He the one gave them. So why would they take supremacy over Jesus? He's the head. This is what it's all about. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have it. Can you agree? So it's all right to call or mention these names, being apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, but you don't have to be pushing them like they died for you. I didn't die for you. I ain't suffer one pain for you. So don't try to make me be something out there so special. If you want somebody to be special, let Jesus be special. I'm going to teach you right. I'm not going to let people get away with what they've been getting away with in the past. We got to be, and if some of us, we can't sit in that chair, we get offended. Sit your little self down there and listen. I'm so fed up with this, and people dying, going to hell all around, and we fighting about a seat up here and this thing right here. It made out of wood and glass and you know, just dead stuff. And you got it so holy that certain people can't stand here. How dumb can you get? Because we are ignorant of spiritual things. And we're pushing stuff that ought to be buried. And we ought to be teaching stuff that haven't been taught. And I'm about to go into some of this. I've been around in the ministry for a few days and I learned a couple things. I don't know everything, but I have learned a couple things. And I'm not responsible for what people do out there, but I'm responsible for what goes on here. And I'm going to make sure that you're going to get off in religion and tradition and all this stuff. We taking that to the trash dump. We're not just going to dump it. We're going to throw some gas on and set it to fire. Because some of you will be back over trying to pick it up again. Hallelujah. Why? So we can go on and get done what God called us to do. There's too many people going to hell. There's too many people that don't know Jesus. And we struggling, fussing over a little old title or something. You didn't call me Reb. You little old sissy thing, you. A person acting like that hadn't really got out of the diaper yet. Amen. But I'm going to do what I've been told to do. So some of these areas it's going to wake you up, shake you up. It's going to enlighten you and help you, and we are going to become more spiritual. I'm not going to say you're not spiritual, but we are going to become what? More spiritual, more committed, and we are not going to let things move us around. COVID did way too much to the church. You can see the church was too much in the baby state. We didn't have no business being moved around like that. And the government had no business trying to rule us like it did. I'm just going to tell the truth. Because they overstepped their boundary. I know what they're trying to do, but you can't take natural things and control spiritual things. You take natural, I know in the natural you take precaution. You do things, there are things you ought to do, but you don't be telling people where they can't pray and come together. Amen. Amen. You say, well, you unbelievers, y'all won't stay at home. Leave the believers alone. Well, that's what they tried to do, separate church and state, didn't they? Well, leave us alone then. But that will go again. They always want to be in control. But the Holy Spirit, this is why we want to get to know him. So people, you know where to tell people to get off. As far as you go.